The House Ways and Means Committee is considering their portion of the reconciliation bill this week. The committee's work largely focuses on tax policy changes. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, shares some important developments that will impact the U.S. agriculture industry.
The House Ways and Means Committee is holding their markups to consider their component, which will largely focus on tax policy changes. Important for the ag industry is the fact that they did not make any changes at this time to stepped-up basis provisions, so those will be left unchanged. And really, in the early look at what's being done on the tax side at this time, it seems like probably one of the most concerning issues for farms and ranches is that the estate tax exemption that currently is held at about $11.7 million per person through 2025, this measure would reduce that in half to about $6 million per person starting at the end of 2021, so phasing down that exemption at the end of this year. At this point, it's unclear exactly how the overall reconciliation package will move forward. Once the committees finish their work, then the House Budget Committee has to assemble the individual pieces, and that's expected to happen next week. And then at that point, we'll have to see if negotiations occur between House and Senate leadership to try to agree on a final version of reconciliation, or if the House will take up and pass what they have developed and then let the Senate act on it and likely have to make changes at that point. So still a lot of unanswered questions at this time, but the process is beginning to move forward this week.